Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
It starts with really just having this posture of open-handed surrender. We're in a culture where we love to control things. So we have our 401ks. We spend time before we're ever given it. We have our schedules, our calendars. You look at the culture of parenting in our country now, the helicopter parenting, where parents now are calling college advisors to help their children plan their college schedule and calling companies when their child gets hired for their first job to help negotiate the salary package. Like, we love to control. And I think we'd be in a much better place if we started every day by simply saying, like, God, what do you have for me today? Not that we add more, not that we make more events, but maybe saying things like, God, help me to see this world with your eyes today. That when I hear a conversation or my coworker brings up a conversation about something he or she struggles with, that I'm not going to say, I'll pray for you as a way of doing very little, but that I'm actually going to say, I want to talk to you more about that. Really, it's like, I think Jesus is really simple and really difficult. We've made Christianity really complex and quite easy. And so I think there is the sense of going, am I willing to simply just surrender? Like, open my hands up and go, whatever you're going to give me today, God, I'm going to do that. And sooner or later, we're going to figure out we really don't control the outcomes. We don't control our life. We don't control the issues and the problems. But we do have a way to respond to those, filled with peace and grace and hope because of Jesus. You know, what I've learned rather quickly is there's two groups of people that our culture has largely stopped listening to, and it's pastors and politicians. And so I'm one half of that. And so when we ask questions, what it tells people, even if you vehemently disagree with them, even if you deeply believe they're wrong, what it does is it says to them, hey, I want to hear what you're about. And just that opens up unbelievable avenues for conversation. It's been said that Jesus was asked 183 questions that are recorded through the four Gospels, and he answers three of them directly. The other ones he answers either with a story that we call parables or with another question. Like, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he says, well, what are the commands? How do you read them? It's amazing. And so Jesus is inviting people. When you ask someone a question, you're forcing them back inside their own heart, in their own self. And if you can do that in a way, and as they're talking, you know, we always say at our church, listen to them with one ear and keep another ear on the voice of the Spirit. I think that we need to trust God enough to guide our conversation and guide even those that we disagree with in their conversation and thinking to a place where they can meet and know Him.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.